Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, my next guest may have had the longest trip to get to Dingle. She's the queen of the Causeway Coast, and she's a regular on TV screens right across Ireland and the UK. It's great to welcome Paula McIntyre to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Bobby.
Lovely to have you, Paula. Now, you wouldn't be down these parts that often.
I was in Skibbereen last month with Sally Barnes doing a pop-up in her, in her smokery.
Yeah.
So, no, I love it down here and I love Dingle. I haven't been, now it's been a while since I've been here. I think it was about 8 years ago, but it's just such a fantastic festival. It's a joy to be here.
Yeah, you know? Well, we'll come back to that in a minute, but tell us a little bit about yourself and indeed your culinary journey. It started in Wales University in Rhode Ireland.
That's right.
So you trained in America.
I did. Well, before that, I worked in a restaurant up in the North Coast, a Michelin rated one. And then at college, I got a scholarship to Johnstone, Wales, which was fantastic in America for 3 months. And then I got a full scholarship for 2 years, went back and did a degree there. But it was a brilliant experience.
Yeah.
And then when I came home, I very naively and opened a restaurant in Manchester. Don't ask why, but anyway, it was, when you're young, I learned the hard way and developed an allergy to value-added tax after that. So after that, I came home and started working in restaurants. And then started teaching in the catering college in Portrush. And then when it closed, I moved in and taught for about 20 years, but gave that up about 6 or 7 years ago now, and just do.
You were able to, I suppose, balance your academic teaching with working, writing,
absolutely
doing media gigs.
Yeah, I think when you're teaching, it's vital to keep on top of things. So I continue to work in restaurants, not as much as should have been, but just to continue and traveling and had great support, I suppose, from Tourism Northern Ireland and Invest NI to go and represent Northern Ireland in places, which has been great.
The food scene in Northern Ireland, you know, has changed massively, has
well,
it not?
Drastically, Bobby. I mean, you know, we really had nothing, you know, maybe sort of around 2010, you'd have had a handful of artisan producers, you know, not really very much. And you obviously had the big conglomerates that were always there. But I think in 2012, the Tourist Board in the North did this campaign called Our Time, Our Place.
Right.
And I think that's when we started, you know, getting that blast and the Aaron was on our sites. And Artie came up to the Balmoral show 1 year and we met him, and then we all started entering and people started winning. And I think there was always a wee bit of reticence with people, you know, with our food producers, because, and you sort of think, oh, we're not good enough, you know, because down here was so established and you had such fantastic producers. But no, I think we're holding our own now.
Did the success of things like the Titanic, the Game of Thrones, the influx of tourists.
Absolutely.
That probably all had its impact on the food scene.
Just whenever we just had visitors coming. Golf. A lot of people come for golf. And when they're here for golf,
and they're high-value tourists.
Yeah, exactly. But Game of Thrones has been massive. We'll be milking that for the rest of the time. Don't you worry.
Tell us then about some of, I suppose, the media stuff that you've been doing.
I actually started doing radio back in, I think it was 1997. I just did a slot on Radio Ulster. And then I actually did Ready, Steady, Cook in 1999, which was...
beat Paul Rankin.
Still love that. Still one of my finest moments. But it was great. And then I started doing a bit of TV in Northern Ireland. And then it kind of panned out for a while until... I think they're always looking for new and young, you know, and then ironically, about 4 years ago, they gave me my own TV series when I wasn't new or young. But anyway, and it's been great.
Yeah.
I've just loved every second of it. And last year I did a tour following the food trail of the Scots-Irish in New England, and then down to Tennessee and Kentucky, which was an amazing experience.
Right.
Yeah, it was great. But I think the thing about it is, Bobby, is I, because I do so many different things, I still absolutely love food. I love cooking, love drinking, love making drinks. And I think it's a lovely social thing to do. But I think it's so important, whatever you do, is just to keep loving it and keep that joy going, you know.
And your personality shown through your food.
Yeah, is the thing, you know. And, pour drinks and feed people. What's not to love about that, you know?
So when you look at what's happening here in Dingle,
yeah,
you were there at the awards yesterday, the whole, the whole tasting process.
Yeah.
It really is great to see, you know, the small producers all learning off each other as much as anything else.
I think collaboration has been the theme of this. I've seen it everywhere, collaboration. And, you know, the thing about it is, like somebody had a joke. I was talking to a gin maker, another gin maker, and they said, oh, you're the competition. I said, there's no competition. You know, but this is the thing. We're all in the same game. You have to support each other.
Of course you do.
You know, and you're not going to just drink one gin all your life or one beer, are you? You're going to try different things and learn. But collaboration is definitely, is a thing that I love to do. And I'm in a great position that I can do it.
Now, my guest is Paula McIntyre. Some of you may not know that she was awarded an MBE in 2018 for services for food and drink and hospitality.
Uh-huh.
She's also, and this is what I wanted to ask you about, appointed as High Sheriff to the County of Londonderry. Tell me
that was a year appointment, just 1 year. And that for that year, I think it was you're allowed to, there wasn't really that much anymore. You can't, you know, have people killed, right? And I found out
they allowed grey sheep or anything like that.
I think there was something to do with sheep, and you're essentially the monarch's legal representative. So if the monarch could get into a bit of bother in Derry that year, I was gonna
stop.
So it's a figurehead thing, and you just look. It was great. It's a community thing. I went round, and you know, it was, unfortunately it was COVID year, but I still got to do a few things. It's just a nice thing that it was high sheriff.
Well,
I had a lot of a lot of sheriff's badges given to me that year, Bobby, and hats.
Well, that's great. How do you keep in touch with Food Trends, Paula?
We're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Blast, you know, I was round this morning, round outside, you know, the Eat Ireland area. You're trying different things, going around there. I'm chair of the Food Writers Guild in Ireland, which is great. And we have trips, we have CPD a lot of the time. So I get to try different products from the whole island. And I think the key is that eating out is essential, and trying different restaurants with the Guild. I'm up and down to Dublin quite a lot now. I'm down, you know, which is great. But I think it's just about, you're just educating yourself all the time. Food just moves constantly. But I mean, I was trying a few different things here. You know, I love to try different honeys. We had the Meet the Buyer event on Thursday night, where we got the students, were cooking the food. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Got to try all the products, you know, served. And it was just that you learn from things like that. But I think it's always, look, whatever you do, you know, you have to keep on top of it, don't you? Because if you stagnate, you know, the world's going to move around with you.
What do you make of the current sort of hospitality landscape at the moment? You hear of the challenges around the cost base, the ingredient costs, the energy costs, the labour costs. Not to be like a downer on it, but there are serious challenges,
I think,
in terms of trying to make things pay.
Yeah, labour's the biggest problem, you know, their biggest cost. And, you know, I was at Georgina Campbell's Awards on Tuesday, and John Brennan was speaking, and he was saying, you know, people in hospitality, are now it's 40% of your costs go to wages, but other companies have 7%, but you're still all paying the same tax.
Yeah.
So I think there needs to be help from government right across the board, you know, because you can't tax. There's no point in being in business if you're taxed out of business. That's silly. You know, that's not helping anybody. But labour's a problem. We've been trying for years to encourage young people into the industry, but the industry has changed a lot now. You have the 4-day working week, really, for chefs now. And I think we need to keep changing and make it an attractive industry, because it's a brilliant industry.
Yeah.
And it opens so many opportunities for you. And you're part of, like, you know, when you work in a kitchen, you're part of a family, like a dysfunctional family, but it's still a family, you know, when it's...
No, I agree. And again, as someone who's been in this sector in one shape or another for nearly 40 years, I absolutely love it today.
I do too, and it's...
And it just, like, it is frustrating, because all you want to do is make a fair return on your efforts.
Exactly.
No one, you know, so anyway.
I just think there's, you know, that definitely there needs to be more help, I think.
So what's next then for Paula McIntyre? Because there seems to be a lot going on in your world.
There's a lot. Well, I've actually been threatening to do this for about 40 years, but I'm going to visit my family in Australia next week.
No way.
Yeah, and then somebody says, are you working? And I'm like, no, I'm not working, but I probably will, Bobby. I'll do something. You'll see it.
Yeah.
But and then I'm bringing out a slow gin in November, and it's really nice. It's not a spicy Christmassy one. It's got a beautiful honey that's got borage and clover, a raw honey, and then I've got some Scottish honey berries that are going through. It's really, really great.
Is gin difficult to make?
No, gin isn't. You just, once we get your botanicals, so I brought a gin out first, and I had very clear ideas about what I want in my botanicals. So I want it gorse or furs. I wanted that, you know, that lovely coconutty feel, and I've got meadow sweet in it and elderflower, and I just wanted that lovely fresh sort of floral, smooth, you know, that you could drink. I want people to drink, you know.
You're making me thirsty now, Paul.
Well, I'll maybe bring you over some. Well, so that's it. That's great.
Okay, well, look, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us here today at Dingle.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you've enjoyed the few days. You've enjoyed the event.
I've loved every second,
yeah. Uh-huh. And you'll be back next year,
well,
I hope.
If Artie and Fallon have me, I'll be here.
All right.
But that depends on my behaviour.
Yeah. Paula McIntyre, what a guest. What a legend. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.